Morning, Mustafa Zvachim. We are in the fourth parak. We are up to Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnahs were discussing situations of pigul, in which invalidates the sacrifice, and a person who would eat from such a karban would be punished with the punishment of kares. And that has to do with a person who has an improper thought. When it comes to the four basic avodas, four steps in bringing an offering, namely the shechita, the slaughtering, the accepting the blood, the bringing the dam to the mizbeach, and ultimately the zrika, the sprinkling. Now the Mishnah discusses other parts of different avoda in which el devarim she'ein chayav nolehen mishum pigul. Even a person who would have improper thoughts, the punishment of kores would not apply, and we do not say that pigul applies to the following forms of the avoda. The first case is hakometz. Kometz is when it comes to the carbon mincha, the mincha offering, which is a flour offering, that the kohen would take his three middle fingers, scoop up flour, and he would take that flour and bring it to the mizbeach. So if a person had this improper thought, which even though it's comparable to bringing the dam to the mizbeach, in which a person would violate pigul, when it comes to kmitza, the laws do not apply. Balvona, bakatores, when it comes to the frankincense, which is also brought, and the katores, which is the incense offering, or more specifically referring to the katores asamim, which we know is brought all the time into the inner mizbeach. All these things, if a person would have an improper thought while doing them, does not violate pigul. Minchas kohanim, as well as the mincha offering brought by the kohanim that is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, referring to the Kohen Gadol, his offering. Minchas Nesachim, when it comes to the libation, mincha offering. V'hadam, as well as if a person would eat the actual blood, which of course you know to do anyway, from one of the karbanos, and which is pigul, we do not say that that action itself creates pigul. V'nesachim haboyim with ni'atzman, and then this part of the Mishnah concludes, when it comes to libations that are brought by themselves, Dibre Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir, and we'll continue the rest of the Mishnah next time.